Fagerstrom.
I'm Becky Erickson.
And this is The Road to El Dorado
by Terry Rozio and Ted Elliott. One more roll.
Come on, man, you're broke.
I've got this, a map of the wonders of the New World.
Wow, let's have a look. Oh, look. El Dorado, the city of gold. This could be our fate. If I believed in fate.
That's the sound of four students from Juno Douglas High School performing their third place winning Reader's Theater piece, Road to El Dorado. It was one of a handful of command performances at Saturday's award and performance night at Wrangell High School for the recent Southeast DDF meet. This meet was a chance for dozens of students from several Panhandle schools to face off in categories ranging from extemporaneous commentary to solo acting. And it was all put together by two Wrangell seniors.
My name is Matthew Koval, and I'm a senior here at Wrangell High School, and was just doing this as my senior project for this weekend.
I'm Tyler Eagle. I'm also a senior at Wrangell High School, and I was Matthew's partner for the senior project.
Cobalt and Eagle are usually heavy hitters in the debate category, but they tabled that personal competition for the responsibility of running the meet. Eagle says it was a good, if stressful, experience.
It was a pretty jam-packed schedule. We were hoping to actually debate this tournament, but once we actually got into scheduling everything and working with everything, we figured out that we weren't actually going to be able to, simply because there was so much to do.
The event started Friday night and continued through Saturday. The duo say they were hard up for judges throughout the tournament, which meant a lot of scrambling around to make things go smoothly for all of the visiting students. But Eagle says it all paid off when he and Cobalt stood up to announce the finalists the last evening. Cobalt says he was impressed by some of the younger students, including two first years from Wrangell, who performed the pantomime Doctor's Office, which earned them third place.
I actually really enjoyed the freshman group that went out, Kaylana Churchill and Kyla Teat. This is their freshman year, so them getting commands the first time they even go to a meet is quite impressive. So that was my favorite.
With three categories and 12 distinct events, you'd need a filing cabinet to hold the full results of this meet. Luckily, there aren't too many schools in Southeast Alaska, so I'll try for some rapid-fire results that pan the panhandle. Judge and timer ready? Here we go. Wrangell's Ben Florschutz took third in extemporaneous commentary, second went to Abby Sweetman from Ketchikan High School, and first to Juno Douglas High School's Orion Cohen, who also took the top spot in expository speaking. Juno also had a good showing in the theater categories. Megan Wright brought in a lot of laughs in first place in humorous interpretation. Ashley Watt and Becky Erickson put on some backwoods accents and scooped up first in duet acting. Thunder Mountain took second place in duo interpretation with a dynamic duo of Rebecca Hassler and Liz Kell, who also gave a command performance of their piece on the many interpretations of the fairy tale, Hansel and Gretel. Sitka High School swept a number of events. Celia Lubin and Anne-Marie Pike tied for first place in debate with fellow Sitkins Owen Fulton and Kaya Pike. Both teams were undefeated with 6-0 records. Kaya Pike and Olivia Richards also took first in duo interpretation. Sitka's pantomime, The Shadow, also took the top spot, as did Owen Fulton in solo acting. Anne-Marie Pike also came out on top in both dramatic interpretation and extemporaneous speaking. That first piece of gold we heard, Juno's Road to El Dorado, was sandwiched among Sitka's first, second, and fourth place Reader's Theater teams. Manedgcombe High School, also in Sitka, saw Taylor Stumpf take first in original oratory. Ketchikan's Sam Ortez and Cheyenne Matthews took third behind the two Sitka debate teams with a 5-1 record. It also plays second, third, and fourth in expository speaking. Haynes High School saw a godlike fourth place finish in duet acting with pair Zayla Asquith-Heinz and Neil Little, who also gave a command performance about two deities who create the tiny humans on Earth. Finally, debaters are given point rankings. Austin Ramsey came in first, Sitka's Kaya and Anne-Marie Pike came in second and third, respectively, and Juno's Orion Cohen took fourth. All in all, it was an outrageously, tremendously, mind-bogglingly, stupendously triumphant weekend for Southeast's young orators who head off to their next meet in December. Bravo. Reporting in Wrangell, I'm Shady Grove Oliver.